Hi, and welcome to the My Dog Made Me Do It Naturally podcast. I am your host, Kat Jepsen, a canine nutritionist with an innate obsession with dogs and the natural ways in which we are driven to live because of them. So, let's get to it. Morning, everybody. Surprise, surprise, you have another Dog Walk Daily episode for today because Naughty Kat didn't get a guest booked in for this week's spot. Oh no, what a surprise. No, all joking aside, I have been so busy with the No Fuss Fresh, course and trying to keep up since I was ill the other week that I have basically just completely overlooked that I didn't have a guest booked in for this week. So, so unfortunately, you've got me again today. So, yeah, now, just for reference, it is Monday morning, not Tuesday morning. Obviously, I record these episodes in advance. And this morning, it's absolutely siling it down. It's raining, it's soggy, it's wet. But, I mean, we're still out anyway because, I mean, I like the rain. I like walking in the rain. I don't like working in the garden in the rain, but I like walking in the rain. So, yeah, we're still walking. We're still doing our bit. We're still getting out for an hour in the morning. And that's going to set us up for the day. So this morning I'm going to discuss something which, well, it's not necessarily something that I have started doing naturally because of the boys. But it's something that I have found I have developed since starting my natural journey with my dogs. And that is basically how well I know them. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, yeah, we all know our dogs really well. But do you actually? I mean, this comes from last week. Now, you might have seen the recent reel that I put on Instagram about how I forgot to defrost their food on Friday, I think, was it? Forgot to defrost the food on Friday, so I ended up giving them scrambled egg and a tin of sardines for their dinner. And they absolutely bloody loved it, don't get me wrong. Like, they didn't complain one bit. They love scrambled egg, and they don't often get scrambled egg. so they did think it was their birthday. But yeah, so it came because I literally went over to the fridge when I was about to prepare their meal and noticed that there was no food. And I thought, oh, great, okay, what are we going to have? And I was speaking to my partner about possible options, what we could give them, because I like to go through questions and answers out loud. I'm that kind of person. So I'll ask questions out loud and I'll go through the answers. Rather than sort of like having conversations in my head, I'll have them with the room. So I was having this conversation about, what am I going to feed them? And basically, my other half was making suggestions, and nearly everything he said, I was like, well, no, because Barney can't have that, and no, because that'll give Boris the runs, and no, because this. And I just thought to myself, I really know my dogs. Like, and I didn't even realize just how much I knew about them until that moment when it dawned on me. And it's just one of the things that I think having dogs that are sensitive to so many things, like, Boris can't have carbs because he is epileptic, and in humans it's recommended, or especially children who have epilepsy, it's recommended to feed them ketogenic diets because carbohydrates are thought to play a role in epilepsy. So I keep Boris on a fully ketogenic diet, which basically means no carbohydrates. So porridge was out of the question. And then obviously chicken, which would be everybody's go-to. If you've got a bit of chicken lying around, just give them some of that. But Barney's intolerant to chicken, so that was another no. Barney is quite sensitive to a lot of the food, so that was one of the main reasons why most of the options were out of the question. But yeah, it just kind of dawned on me that I really know what is going to affect them and how it will affect them. Or, you know, there's a good chance that if I'm thinking about trying something new with them, that I can predict how they're going to respond or react to it. And I suppose it's just one of the things, well, one of the benefits of having so many issues over the years with my dogs that has given me this knowledge. So that now I know off the top of my head when having these conversations. And I think this is really important as pet parents that we do start to really pay attention to the different reactions and things that our dogs are having when they're eating certain foods or practicing certain behaviours, because sometimes they can be like subtle indicators as to something else that might be going on. And I think sometimes it can be slightly overlooked. When we're discussing problems with our dogs. Now, it varies. In practice, it varies for me. I do get pet parents who know their dogs inside out and they know exactly, you know, what is going on and exactly how it's going to impact them. And they are so meticulous in the way that they handle their dogs that it's essentially, you ask them questions and they know everything. But then I do get some pet parents who, and not through any fault of their own, they're basically just doing the best with what they know anyway, but they might just not make certain connections. And I think that's only because basically they haven't had to make these connections before. But I think, you know, when you do have lots of problems with your dogs, it kind of creates this massive bank of knowledge in your mind about everything about them. And it's quite fantastic, really. I mean, we've been working on the No Fuss Fresh course for the past few weeks with my founding members, and it's been absolutely amazing. But one of the things that I really stress to people, especially when they're, you know, starting new foods and changing from processed to fresh food diets, is keep a log of absolutely everything. And this is going to help you on your pet's journey. So if you make note of everything that happens with your dog, the slightest little thing, whether it's positive or negative, you know, the slightest little reaction to food, or it could be whether they're itching more at a certain time of day or a certain time of year, or whether, you know, they're nibbling their paws at 5 p.m. every day. It's things like this that can really make a difference when you're looking at the kinds of things that might be causing problems, or if a problem arises down the line. Then, you know, you can try and look back and pinpoint different areas of where it's gone wrong, or basically something that could have happened that could have spurred what happened next. And it's from me personally having these logs and recording this information and being aware of these observations that has enabled me to just know my dogs. And I think it's something that we can all benefit from. So one of the things we look at in the No Fuss Fresh is how to effectively record the information and what kinds of information we should be looking for and we should be recording, and how we are essentially going to build our life log, which is going to educate us about the needs of our pets and help us be the best at supporting them on their journey. And I recommend everybody do it. So if you don't make a record of your dog's observations, then do it now. It's definitely going to help you in the long run. Even if your dog is healthy at this moment in time, then definitely think you should be making a note of everything that happens, or even just, you know, a little bit of information is still going to go a long way. I mean, I have to say, some of the level of detail that some of my clients go to when recording their pets' information on a daily basis is absolutely fascinating. Like, and it makes my job so much easier, because one of the things that canine nutritionists and holistic vets, or, you know, other kind of holistic practitioners will ask you for, if you ever need to book in or you ever want to book in to discuss a particular problem or changes to your pet's lifestyle and diet, is their history. And this is like their full history. It's based on their environment, and it's based on your observations, it's based on their health status, it's based on the foods that they eat and what they've eaten in the past 6 to 12 months, especially if you're dealing with some kind of GI issue or presenting symptoms. Then this is key information that we're going to need to know in order to get a better understanding of your pet and their unique situation and their circumstances. And for us to be able to create a plan that's going to work optimally for them, these are the kinds of information that we need to know So even if your dog isn't presenting with any kind of particular problem at the minute, it's still going to be beneficial to keep note of everything in one place for if there does, you know, arise a situation where this information is needed. And it doesn't have to take you long. You could even just do it in your journal app on your phone, or just a little old notebook, or however you want. You could even buy a special notebook, because we all love stationery, don't we? Get a new fancy pen. That's what I wanted to really discuss today, is, you know, how well do you actually know your dog? If you were to sit down with me today and I asked you questions about your dog, like, what has your dog eaten in the past 6 months? What medications has your dog taken in the past 6 months? What date were these on? Has your dog had any bouts of sickness or diarrhea in the past year? You know, what date was this on? Have you changed your dog's food at some point? When was this? Do you have dates? Do you have the information of the food? What were they eating before? Can you sit down and answer those questions without having to look back at information? Because I know I wouldn't be able to without at least making reference for some of the dates. I mean, you know, as people, we do have good memories. Some of us have better memories than others. I know for a fact, mine is definitely not where it was. So I need to rely on logs and recorded pieces of information. Otherwise, I just forget. And if you are feeding your dog a varied diet, which means you're feeding them a different protein every day, or your different meals every day with different supplements, it's going to be hard for you to pinpoint exactly what happened when. So either way, it's going to benefit you by recording this information. I mean, if you do have a good memory and you can answer those questions, then tell me to bugger off, that's fine. But if not, then it's just a simple strategy that you can implement, which is just going to make things easier should you need it. Plus, it helps you to really know your dog, literally, inside out. Well, that's all I've got for you this morning, parents. I hope you have an amazing day. If it's raining, don't worry. Sunny days are coming. Have a great day and say hi to your pups from me.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of the My Dog Made Me Do It Naturally podcast. Don't forget to check out the caption for any links discussed here today. And please, if you enjoyed the show, follow along and listen for free on your favourite podcast app. If you have any questions or would like to share your story, feel free to email me at mydogmademedoitnaturally@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Purpose of this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be substituted as advice from a veterinarian or other professional. It does not form a client relationship with me, the host, or any guest speakers, and any information is not intended to and does not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. And my guests express our own views, thoughts, and opinions as individuals, and the podcast neither endorses or opposes the views, products, or services discussed here. If your pet is ill, always seek advice from your veterinarian. I am not a veterinarian, and I do not treat disease or offer medical advice.